Donna Curtin, the director of the Pilgrim Hall Museum, told Selectman that she has joined the Manomet Village Commons Board.
It is one of the most magnificent historic properties in Manomet. The wedding cake, I like to think of, a fancy building that was very unusual in the mid-19th century when it was built in what was basically a very modest seaside village.
That seaside village has grown, and the Symes House has become a great resource there.
I think it's important to realize that the historic house itself is a cultural resource and treasure. And so some of the investment that Plymouth put in was to save that and preserve it so that history can be there for future generations.
But Curtin says it's also an excellent model.
It has two affordable housing units, it has office rentals, and it has community space. Now, community usage is a little bit of a challenge these days right now with the conditions of COVID, but the board is working to bring back a higher level of community engagement to this important site.
Another addition to the Symes House Board is Christine Pratt, who will serve as treasurer. And one of the affordable housing units is available now, and also some office space. More information can be found at the Manomet Village Commons website. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.